Hello, this is Aaron from Family First.
Hi, Mr. Jenkins. This is Tabitha Jones. You left me a voice message about Gregory Schell.
Oh, yes. Let me pull up his file. Let me see. Yeah, because you are the caregiver for Mr. Greg, correct?
Yes.
All right. I have him at 2555 North 29th Street. Is that still correct?
Yes.
Okay. Reason I was calling is because I was calling to get his what's called a client service agreement. It is just I tried to reach out to him but didn't get a answer. So if I can't reach the client, I call the caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a document on my computer that has your schedule and duties as the caregiver. Goes into his patient file, something that the insurance companies, his is Keystone, make us have in case we get audited. I was just trying to find out if he would be available tomorrow for me to get it signed between 1 and 3 because I come to the home.
I don't know what he does or what his schedule is before I get to him at 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
But I would definitely let him know today that you want to see him tomorrow to get this signed.
Okay. Does he answer his phone?
Not really, no.
Okay. No.
Because
yeah.
I've called you twice today and I didn't get an answer, so.
Got you. Well, let him know this particular phone does not, after 5 o'clock, it's outward and inbound. It's not a actual phone. It's an app. So I use this phone number for work. And it's available from 9 to 5. Before 9 and after 5, it goes directly to a answering service. Okay?
Okay.
So if
Well,
it'd
be okay if I have him call you tomorrow morning because I'm going to let him know you tried to call. And then I'm going to tell him to call you tomorrow morning. And if you don't hear from him, then I could call you back if it's okay. And
yeah.
You could try to reschedule the time. Because if he don't answer his phone, you still need to get to him. So if I see him every day, I would like to try to arrange it, you know, that way.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'll let him know you want to get there tomorrow at 1 and tell him to give you a call tomorrow morning.
Sure.
And if he tells me he can or he's doing something or whatever, I'll call you tomorrow morning and let you know and we can try to reschedule it with him.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.